American journalist pleads guilty to acting as Chinese agent. Alexandria, Virginia, an American journalist has pleaded guilty to acting as a Chinese agent and supplying intelligence to Beijing. Thomas Wu Paoken, 51, took tasks for years from Chinese intelligence officers, receiving at least $100,000 from one officer identified as Kathy, according to the plea agreement. His sentencing is scheduled on September 1, which entails up to 10 years in prison along with 3 years of supervised release and a maximum fine of $250,000. Appearing in a forest green inmate uniform on June 4, Paoken said he wasn't fully aware of the U.S. law prohibiting the actions. He promised not to knowingly contact any foreign intelligence agents or officials or seek or accept benefits from such individuals. Violation would lead to significant ramifications, Judge Leonie Brinkema warned. Paoken has lived and worked in China since 2010, he said on his social media account. Since at least 2019, court documents state, Paoken has been working at the direction of Kathy, whom he knows to be working for China's top espionage agency, the Ministry of State Security. Kathy made him take a lie detector test, telling him that his reports were read by Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Kathy, who told Paoken she could not visit the United States, appeared interested in obtaining classified materials from Paoken. Under her instructions, Paoken compiled reports and recorded interviews based on his contacts' responses to Kathy's questions, according to the plea agreement. She instructed Paoken to always delete communication records after she received them. Both Paoken and his sources would then get paid, the plea agreement said. Some of the reports covered political campaigns, candidates' policy proposals, and U.S.-China relations, and on at least one occasion, Paoken was in China while conducting a phone interview with a Virginia-based individual, identified as Person 1, who is currently working at a U.S. government agency. Tom, you are going to be the one to convince to provide classified information, the plea agreement quoted Kathy as saying. In January 2025, Paoken flew from China to Washington carrying a cell phone for Person 1 along with $3,000 to purchase a laptop for the person, as Kathy had instructed. Charles Burnham, attorney for Paoken, told the Epoch Times that in pleading guilty, Paoken had accepted responsibility for his actions. Paoken urges all Americans working internationally to be ever mindful of the Foreign Agent Registration Act and related federal law so what happened to him does not happen to you, Burnham said in a statement on behalf of his client. Paoken has worked for major Chinese state media such as the radio broadcaster China Radio International, the English-language news channel China Global Television Network, and Xinhua, the primary mouthpiece for the Chinese Communist Party. As a show host for nationalist Chinese outlet Guangxia, Paoken in 2022 pushed back on the Western boycott of the Beijing Olympics over human rights, saying no country is perfect. On Quora, Paoken repeatedly took positions favorable to the Chinese regime, saying in one 2021 post, which was quoted by Guangxia, that Beijing had been described in villainous terms and seen as vying for world dominion, but Beijing is just so unique and refuses to be a follower. The son of a Reagan administration official and former Texas Republican Party chairman, Paoken has used an alias, Tom McGregor, to create some distance between his activities in China and his family.